Greetings. Welcome back to the Cape Lead Revolution. This is Chachi, again on a morning walk. I woke up a little bit early, so here it is. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning. And rather than getting a long, not a long, but an intense workout in, I'm just going to let my body rest a little bit and just go for a nice walk and enjoy the morning. There's not a cloud in the sky, so there's absolutely stars everywhere. Just a good way to walk around my new neighborhood. Whole lot more nature. And so looking at the mountains here in central Phoenix, it's just really nice and a great place for me to find my oxygen, you know, and thanks Dr. McCauley for that. And it's really a lot of fun, but I have to say the past few weeks for me have been great. And the reason they've been great is, again, just very, very thankful for my inner circle and the people that I get to reach out to for help and or perspective or ideas. So when I was at the Air Force Association conference in Washington, D.C., back in probably about a month ago, in mid-September, I got to interview a lot of my friends. And a lot of my friends in the Air Force have been very, very successful. And so getting to speak to some of our senior enlisted leaders, some of our officer leadership, I mean, just a really, really great opportunity for me to have good conversation. And what happened was the night before I left and flew back here to Phoenix, sitting in a bar with one of my old command chief friends. He had taken off his star as well. I'd taken off my star, and I'd been recently retired, and I think he's prepping for retirement. But so I'm sitting there with my buddy Brian Kenta, and turn around, and one of my other buddies shows up, Brian Krzelnik. And BK, as he goes by, is the command chief for 5th Air Force. And 5th Air Force kind of has oversight of the Air Force forces throughout the whole of Japan. And so a great strategic area with a definitely vast mission. And BK is just a good dude. And, you know, I've had my podcast about good dudership. And, you know, you want to talk about a guy who really genuinely cares. He's absolutely it. So I was a little bit pissed off that I only saw him the night before I was leaving and didn't have an opportunity to do a podcast with him. So the last few days have been caught up between emails between he and I, and sadly he's 16 hours ahead. So that makes for a little bit of a difficult day to communicate. But the cool thing is, you know, as is the title of this podcast, is that iron sharpens iron. And it's because I get to have these podcasts. I get to have these friends like BK that I can just reach out and have good conversation. Now, what's been interesting is that for a lot of my podcasts, I just sit there and I talk to the people about them and what their careers were like, what are their thoughts on leadership. And so rarely during any of my podcasts do I talk about my theories of leadership or my understanding or the different concepts that I like to bring up during the podcast. But as Brian and I were talking about doing a podcast, say, hey, here's some of my theories. And so I said, hey, here's two or three podcasts for you to check out. And what that started was a great conversation of him giving me some very amazing feedback. Some of it not hypercritical, but a lot of it just, hey, have you thought about this? What are your thoughts on this? Have you thought about this word? Have you thought about that word? And so, you know, that's he and I kind of referencing that point of we need to build this shared and common vernacular so we can get people on board and speak with the right words so everybody knows exactly what we're saying at that time. And it's been great conversation. One of the points that he has brought up is that, you know, we rarely reach out to a lot of our peers and, you know, ask them to make us better. And that was kind of the cool thing about this conversation where I've had a lot of fun with these podcasts is that, you know, I'm doing a lot of this stuff selfishly, quite honestly. You know, I think there's added benefit to everyone out there. And I think people need to be part of these conversations. And I'm leveraging my inner circle to be able to bring this message to a greater audience. And while I would say that a lot of my contacts and a lot of the people who have this understanding of Air Force or leadership is from a Air Force and or military context, I believe that these concepts are universal. I believe that they're applicable to anyone at any time, regardless of your chosen field of endeavor, whatever it is. Perhaps I don't explain it that way too often, or perhaps, you know, you get lost in some jargon or not necessarily have the same frame of reference. But again, you know, very, very selfish, because these conversations and the friends that I have, they can make me better. And I appreciate them making me better. And I appreciate the conversation and dialogue that we have back and forth. But, you know, Brian was writing, and so he was listening and watched some of the podcasts, or listened to some of the podcasts, watched some of the video podcasts, and was talking about another buddy of mine in there. He's like, you know what? He's like, I'm going to reach out to that guy. Seems like a great dude. Looks like a phenomenal airman. And, you know, he's got it right. And then we're having a little email conversation about, you know, rarely do we reach out to our peers and ask them to make us better. And that's really odd and funny to me, especially coming from BK, because BK and I met together at this legal course at Maxwell Air Force Base, Alabama, back in like 2016, I believe. But I had seen him on a video about the new Air Force evaluation system that he had put together in this large open forum about his wing to help get the word across. And right as this was coming out, he had put together this video. And before I ever met him, before I had an opportunity to even think about meeting him, you know, I initially had a man crush over this video, because he asked these questions, he put out the information, and he just gave a good, honest, straightforward talk. And so I thought that was pretty awesome. So there it is, about a year or two later, I ended up meeting him. We're in the same class, and he and I have gotten along ever since. We've kind of been ships in the night, missing each other on different assignments and everything, but I appreciate his engagement. And just through email, I can only imagine how busy a numbered Air Force command chief has to be. But the email dialogue has been phenomenal. And so what I would ask you out there, your takeaway for you is, who do you go to make you better? Who is that person? And I don't mean a superior and or subordinate. Who on your playing field, level playing field, who are the people that are going to make you better? Even if, right, these are people that you are competing with, perhaps for a job promotion. Maybe you two are going to be bucking for this promotion or a top stratification or what have you. But who do you go to make you better? One of the common things that I've been fond of saying throughout my podcast is my understanding of being awesome. And that's what people ask me. They would say, hey, Chief Pachesa, how can you find success in the Air Force? My answer was simple: be awesome. And if you're not being awesome, stop being not awesome and start being awesome as soon as possible. Now, that's a tricky phrase, because for a lot of people, perhaps they don't understand specifically and distinctly what, in fact, creates awesomeness. How do their supervisors understand awesomeness? What is their metric, in fact, for being awesome? And where do you fit on that scale? And what are you doing to be awesome? And then as you sit there, the other thing that I kind of ask is, if you look around and if you're not the go-to person, you are, in fact, not awesome. Or at a bare minimum, you're not as awesome as you think you are. Because the people that are awesome are the people that leaders naturally go to get things done. When there's a crisis mode, or when something has to happen quickly, or when something's really important that can't get screwed up, who do they go to get it done? And if it's not you, you need to figure out why. You need to ask why. And when you ask that question, the answer that you get back should be very telling about how all that works. So I just want to throw that out there. You know, and our iron sharpens iron. And as you go through this, and as you think about your life, your career, your engagements, your leadership opportunities, who can you go to peer-wise to have these good conversations? Do you allow for these good conversations? Do you purposefully invite these conversations? What can you do to benefit from the strengths of others? And then in return, what can you share with these other people that they can benefit from you? What is this good, mutually exclusive, mutually nourishing relationship that you can form with your team just to get better? And perhaps it doesn't have to be about, you know, who's going to get promoted or who's recognized for what. And there's a phenomenal quote out there that says, you know, just imagine how much you can get done when you don't care who gets the credit. And let's just kind of think about that for a little bit. Let's think about how we understand that concept. Let's think about how we communicate with others. And if you don't care about who gets credit, you can do amazing things. And I'll be the first person to tell you that ego-wise, that's very difficult to do. Because for the most part, people want to be recognized and rewarded for a job well done. And they want to be recognized and rewarded for their contributions to the organization. So when we have these conversations, when we talk to people, when we try and groom, grow, develop, and mentor others, or we try and groom, grow, and develop ourselves, let's make sure we're doing so purposefully for the right reasons. To where it's not about your own personal posturing, but it's all about you getting better. And again, you've heard me say it if you've been listening for any amount of time, is that I'm a huge believer in karma. A huge, huge believer. And that the energy that you put out into the universe is the energy that's going to come back to you. And if you're putting positive energy out there, life will meet you with a lot of positivity. Now, I'm not saying my life is perfect. Lord knows that's not the case. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan and, still trying to get over our loss from Monday Night's football. That was just disgusting. But here I am. It's a Thursday, and I'm ready for the Browns game on Sunday. Ready to cheer them on and ready to be hopeful for a win. And so I just hope that as you go through your day, when you try and make you better, don't just always ask the people above you. Don't ask the people, you know, who have been in your shoes, who have persevered. Ask somebody else around you. Ask somebody perhaps the same rank, same job title, same type of responsibilities. And just think to yourself, what are their strengths? And are they different from yours? What are their weaknesses? Are they different from yours? Can you have a conversation about these? Can you ask questions? Can you help learn from their experiences? And you may be competitors in a rank sense. But again, if you're following the rules of karma and you're doing it for the right reasons, and you're not trying to posture yourself or do all those things, you can be okay with this. So I'm just thankful that I can write BK. He and I can talk about leadership theory. He and I can talk about leadership application. We can talk about a shared and common vernacular and whether we see it the same and whether we can shape our own vernacular. And that's what's been huge, because I was talking about expectations. And he's like, you know what, maybe, like, to me, expectations has a negative connotation. I've kind of used some other words. So we're having a conversation about that. So hopefully here in the next week or two, depending on his schedule, in our time zones, right? We can sync up and hopefully do a video podcast over some type of video telephone app and get this taken care of. But BK, hey, this podcast is for you, my friend. And I hope everyone out there has a chance, perhaps in the next week, I would just ask that you look around, you find one of your peers, and just ask them a question. First ask, you know, what about them makes them different from you in a good way? And can you have a conversation about that difference? Just start there. Just start there. Like, this shouldn't be a mechanism for you to give unsolicited feedback in a negative sense. But I believe that every person has something to contribute to any team or any organization. I get that it's always not that simple, but a lot of times in those cases where it's not simple or that hasn't happened, a lot of times leadership hasn't nurtured that relationship, hasn't tried to groom, grow, or develop that individual so that they become stuck in a rut and their productivity is tanked. But just talk to a peer around you. Ask them something. Ask them anything. And a lot of these answers, if you're willing, they can give you feedback on how to find success, how to be a better teammate, how to process things quicker, how to be more effective, efficient, productive, personable, whatever. Just have the conversation. And so I'm going to get back today. I'm going to write Brian back in an email. But again, he's one of the people that makes me better. And I think we need a lot more people like that. You know, the podcast that I've had, the conversations I've had just in the past few weeks, everyone who's been on those podcasts, they've made me better. I've taken notes. I've heard their stories. I've heard their theories. I've heard how they do different things. And one of the things that I'm going to do is in those podcasts, I try and stick away from the canned questions. I don't want people to tune in the podcast and hear the exact same questions every single time. But one of the questions that I've become fond of asking lately is, like, you know, the one repetitive question is, if you could give any piece of advice to any aspiring leader, what would that advice be? And by and large, everybody so far has given me a different answer. And that's been pretty awesome to see. So hopefully I'm going to do a compilation of that here soon as I get to go back and explain people's answers and how that plays out. But again, I appreciate you tuning in. And again, your takeaway today is just go out and talk to somebody else. Talk to a peer about something, because iron sharpens iron, and they can make you better if you are open to the opportunity for it. And in return, I believe that you will make them better for simply opening the door to that good conversation. So BK, to you and all your warriors there at 5th Air Force over in Japan, man, I appreciate the dialogue. I appreciate the fun. I appreciate the laughter. Man, I appreciate your mentorship, and I appreciate your desire to engage me on these concepts so we can make a lot more people better. So everyone, thanks for tuning in. This is Chachi Hoban. You have a great day. This is me reminding you to always educate, anticipate, and dominate. We'll talk to you later. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.